Avalanche forecast for Thursday, the 2nd of April 2026. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow require caution. All day it applies above the treeline moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem. Especially in the aspects west to north to east. As a consequence of a strong to storm force northerly wind, large surface area wind slabs formed in the last few days. Adjacent to ridge lines and in gullies and bowls and on steep slopes, dry slab avalanches are possible. Avalanches can be released, in particular by large loads. This applies in particular above the treeline, as well as at transitions from a shallow to a deep snowpack, when entering gullies and bowls, for example. Precarious weak layers exist in the old snowpack on very steep shady slopes. These avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular in east to north to west-facing aspects. Medium-sized and, in isolated cases, large avalanches are possible especially adjacent to ridgelines and in gullies and bowls. And now the snowpack. The sometimes storm-force wind has transported some snow. As a consequence of a strong to storm force wind from northerly directions, sometimes large wind slabs formed in the last few days, in particular in gullies and bowls and behind abrupt changes in the terrain. The fresh wind slabs are lying on the unfavorable surface of an old snowpack, in particular on east to north to west facing aspects and generally above the treeline. The solar radiation will give rise as the day progresses to softening of the snowpack below approximately 2,000 meters. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Friday, the 3rd of April 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.